Dad Talk. They really like to trash talk. Dad Talk. They'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad Talk. Real tall dudes and they're both hilarious. Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice. You probably listen twice. Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.
All right, the beginning of a new era, season 4. That's right, daddies. A whole new season of Dad Talk is here. The wait is over. It's been a long drought. Countless daddies, DTFers have been coming up. Guys, are you guys coming back? Like, what's going on with Dad Talk? Where are you guys? What's going on? My partner, Derek Wenzel, is here. I want to know, did you get any of these questions yourself from the fans, and what did you tell them?
Well, my comments were less complimentary. They were, oh, sorry, I see you finally giving that up.
More relief, especially like from loved ones. Like, oh, good. Like, now you can really focus.
Oh, cool. So this is not a thing that we have to talk about ever? Great. Yeah. And so I never have to ever hear you say, well, in the pod, I say, yeah, that was the general. No, Amanda today said, you know what? Kind of missed the pod.
Wow.
Ringing endorsement to ring in season 4.
I think the people have been craving it. You know, it's a dark world out there. There's a lot going on, and people are looking for that escape.
We actually bring your shit to your front fucking door, actually. We're not an escape. Dude, if you've got kids, this is either like funny to hear people talk about it. You can kind of relate. But you're probably not going to feel too much better. You're still bringing up the same traumatic shit you're dealing with.
I needed a little break. Everything going on, it's exhausting. And every now and then, I think you need to try to recharge the batteries a little bit. And I'll be honest, I was just freaking tired. I was like, ugh, I don't know if I got it this week. I do have an on-off switch, but it's sometimes I don't want to hit the on button. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you run out of gas. And you need to recharge the batteries. You know what I mean? So you're always on, but the stuff you're going to get, you know, won't be as strong.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I didn't stop at all.
You went solo for a couple episodes.
Yeah, they didn't air because no one was on the other end recording and producing them, but I recorded a couple of doozies.
Gold. So how have you been? It's been a while since we've talked.
Yeah. No, you think we were both... Both families got a little touch of COVID and all the flus and colds and shit back to back to back. So that's part of the reason we haven't the hiatus between season 3 and what's now season 4.
Yeah.
But also, I was just – work was so crazy. I was just nuts over there. I'm actually, like, stopped working there, like, taking time off to, like, not work for a little bit, kind of recharge the batteries, figure out the next play. Yeah, that's going on, which is super fucking cool.
I love that you're taking – you want to do this full time. I love
that. Well, that's what people were saying. They're like – when I told people, they're like – they didn't ask, like, oh, do you have another thing lined up or where are you going? They go, it's time, isn't it? It's time to go all in. I can tell. The Mo's there. People are loving it. Now's the time. To a person.
That's the thing about the podcast game. When you get a little momentum and you can feel it, you got to go all in. You got to go all in.
And if you've ridden that wave before, you'll know that you just get it. It's just a feeling.
Yeah, that's a big thing you mentioned, just like the sicknesses. I feel like it's the case everywhere. Like, everyone's kids are just sick all the time. And it's not that just like getting a cold and it's like, you know, you get your colds, whatever. But like the colds are lasting for like 3 weeks. Have you noticed that? Like all these...
Yeah, they've been super lingering, like the coughs and the runny noses and shit. And I feel like,
forever.
You know, especially like us having COVID babies, basically, you're so cautious of like in your house, but then bringing it anywhere else. They're like, you know, you're flagging it so much more and you're like, you're still got a runny nose. And at some point you're like, that he's not infected. Like you wouldn't, if this is pre-COVID, you wouldn't thought twice about it, right?
Yeah, it's tough. The good thing for the daddies is we have been off for a long time. But you and I kept adding to the notes page, the famous notes page that people love.
Dude, we got some good content in here. Just read through it. I don't know if I remember all the notes, but there's some good shit in here. We're not going to be fair. Should be super clear. We're not going to start with that. Like this episode won't have any of the good stuff. Like we're going to pull out the other stuff first just to kind of get back into it. But like next week, dude, it's really good.
Where do you want to start?
Yeah, let's go down the line. There's like not a lot of connective tissue between them. But so we were walking through the park. This was a few weeks ago. And we're off to, me and my buddy Dylan, we're off to get some food and bring it back. We got a couple of kids with us. And this kid is now running toward this fucking hauling ass, big smile on his face, just sprinting, running. His shirt says, "My name is Julian and I love hugs."
Come on.
Dude, what the fuck? There's so many questions. This kid's t-shirt is basically an open letter to kidnappers. Like, just come take my fucking child. My
Yep.
name is Julian. I love hugs. And did someone just like go to the park and say, "I've had enough of this fucking kid"? Put the shirt on. Like, they had bought it like recently, right? Because it still fits and the kid's younger. And we're going to go to the park, let him run out the door, and then see ya. Bye.
Like a
Problem
first
solved.
sale sign, basically.
Basically, but no transaction involved. Like, this is intending to have this kid run away because he clearly does that.
Yeah.
And it's just going to get picked up by someone, and there you go.
Yeah, I feel like you have like inside shirts and outside shirts. That's an inside shirt. Where at
That's an inside shirt.
that one we only wear at home.
With family, you have to know the people around you to put that shirt
It's also like kind of douchey. Like, oh, I love
on. Wait,
hugs.
who? On the kid?
Yeah, it gives me a douchey vibe. Like, oh, that kid's probably a douche.
Douchey?
I love hugs. Okay. Get away.
Fucking Julian.
I don't trust you, Julian. Get away from me. Freak.
Julian, you're a freak
Were you
about your
tempted at all to
hugs.
hug him?
No, dude, fuck that kid. I don't know what he was running from either. He was hauling ass. Like, I don't know what's behind him. No way. I'm leaving that one alone.
Interesting.
Parents made, there's enough choices that were made by parents slash guardians that day
Yeah.
that no intervention on my behalf was going to stop.
I don't know about you, but have talking to like other parents at the park, has it gotten better for you or worse since we've been doing this podcast?
I think it's the same. I just don't. I actively avoid it.
Me
I
too.
actively avoid it. I look down. I look just straight at my kid. Like
Same.
they're going to answer this question. And like, instead of me bridging the gap or saying, "Hey, how are you? Telly, do you want to say hi? Da, da, da. How old are you? What's your name?" I immediately just look at Telly. And if she doesn't respond, I just kind of say, "All right, let's go play somewhere else." I say, "Shit, dude."
I Wesley and some other kid were playing on, it was like a double slide at the playground. And the other kid's like parent like came up next to me and I could tell like he wanted to like talk. I could just feel the energy.
Oh, it's
Yeah.
like when a fucking like salesperson in a like a department store or whatever starts walking up to you, right, and you're just like, "Oh no!" Or more like it's you know what it is? It's when you're leaving the grocery store and the clipboard mafia is out there, right, trying to
Oh,
get
yeah.
you to, "Okay, excuse me, sir, can I just talk to you for like, hello, hi?"
Yep.
It's like, oh,
Yep.
I want to crawl in a hole and never come out.
Just literally, the guy comes up and it just, I wanted to be like, not interested. We're good. We're good here. Thank you. Now we're just looking. We're just looking at the slide. Thanks.
Oh, it's fucking gold. No, thanks. Hey, I got a girlfriend.
Okay, so if we're going down the line in the notes, do I hit my what I wrote here? We do that now?
Hell yeah.
Do you want to read it to the class?
Yeah, so we're going down these notes before we start recording, and I was like, "Did I write this note? I don't know. Did someone not finish it?" It just says, "Shit myself." And this is like also when you're getting a little like older, not like senile old, but old enough to be like, "Is that my note? Or Tom, is that your note?" Like, I don't know. It's like, did I not remember a situation like that I shit myself?
The getting older part, it was me, and I totally forgot about it. Like, who forgets they shit themselves? So this is good.
That's good. We're shitting ourselves and forgetting about it. We're 80 years old.
I went to a Brooklyn Nets game
That'll do
after work.
it. That'll do it. It's like Taco Bell, just right through
Basically, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Ooh.
And yeah, I think something didn't agree. But anyway, I got home. I got home from the game. Like, I'm back in the apartment. I'm good. Have not shit myself. Get this, you're gonna love this. It's recycling night. So, cardboard boxes only, right? Of course, we get, what do we get? Like 17 Amazon packages a day.
Yeah, no
Big
shit.
Victoria orders. So I've got all this recycling to take out, multiple trips. So I
What?
gotta take the recycling out, go down the stairs, come back up. One round of recycling I take down, fine. I'm like, all right, keep moving. I start to feel like my stomach feels like a little off. I'm like, that's all right. I go and I'm like, I gotta finish this. I have to complete the task, right?
You're not gonna stop. Yeah,
Exactly.
between trip two and three, like, come
Yeah.
on, dude.
And like, I
Yeah,
have to go outside to do this. It's cold out. Like, I'm trying to just get this done.
dude, there's no, yeah, come on. Which I
Taking.
think is a male thing. I think both of our wives would have stopped and taken care of business, but either way,
Yep. So on trip number three, taking the boxes outside, I make it down the stairs, and then I go to turn around to go back up the stairs, and I'm like, oh fuck. I start going up the stairs, and I'm like, oh my gosh. What just happened? And I make it to the top of the stairs, and I can't stop it. It just starts coming out.
oh, fuck.
So I'm at.
So not like a Along Came Polly, Philip Seymour Hoffman, McSharted, like a little thing. You
No,
like properly shaved.
it was like a lot. It was a lot. Like more like crazy. And you know, for me, once every like 3 months. This was a big one. And I'm outside at the top of the stairs. I'm in my work pants and I'm like, this can't be happening. What? I was like in shock. I was like fine 1 second and then not fine. It was crazy. So I had to throw the work pants out. God damn it. It was just totally ruined. I was like, I can never wear these again. I can't wash this. I got so Tori had already been on the
There's
bed.
certain you cut your losses, and I think the shit pants. Let's throw those out.
Tori had already gone to bed.
Oh.
And I'm like upstairs, like just cleaning shit up like everywhere. I'm like, you do the move where you hold like the pant legs really tight so it
Can we
doesn't come down.
go? I don't know the move. That's not a common move. Like, everyone does it.
That's a
Because most
move.
people, you know the move, like when you shit yourself and you hold your pant legs really tight. So hold on. See, I need to understand what happens when you're outside. You're like on the steps.
I'm outside.
On
Top
the
of the steps.
steps.
Top of the steps.
Top of the steps. And that's when
Yeah.
you just let it rip.
Yeah. Bad.
Okay. So it's all in your pants still.
Oh, yeah. I kept it
So,
all. Because I did the leg thing, so I
okay.
tracked it.
So how
Yes.
quickly did you put that into place,
Like,
that tactic? So you immediately like just bend down and like hold your pant legs really
instinct, complete instinct.
instinct, not practice.
I just not practice. I was literally like kind of in a state of shock. I was because it just happened so fast. And it was just like overwhelming. Like I could not stop it. It was like, all right. Once it came, I was like, all right, well, I guess we're all like, I'm not gonna like just do like a little bit.
Okay. What? Is the
Like
what? You don't stop it?
I couldn't. I couldn't stop it. And but then like by the point it was like, okay, maybe I could stop it like a little bit. It was like it was already too late. Like I might as well just get most of it out. So
You're like, when any of our kids, they're not our older kids now, but or younger kids, they do that move where they're playing and then they just stand and stop like a deer in headlights. They don't make any noise. They got a 1,000-yard stare, and there's like a little, they're not like grunting, but they're usually just holding their breath a little
yep. That was
That's
me.
what you look like on the top of the stairs.
And keep in mind,
Tom, Tori comes out. Tom, are you pooping? Tom, are you pooping? Tom, what do we do when we need to poop? We go potty, right? We go in the potty. No, it's fine. It's fine. We got to clean this up. Just stay right there. I'll get the blue pad and then we can come in.
Keep in mind, I also live on a fairly busy street with pedestrians.
Assuming it's late, right?
Thank
Towards
God
the bed
it
there.
was dark and late, but it wasn't that late. So there's still people like out walking around and like cars driving by. So it's like you kind of turn into like a, you know, I love James Bond. Like you're like a secret agent, like you're trying to like be undercover a little bit. Like
How do you do that when you someone's walking down the street? They're like, "Oh, there's Tom," and he stopped, not moving at the top of the stairs, and then all of a sudden he goes, and he bends over really quick and grabs both of his ankles, and he's holding his pant legs tight. What part of James Bond is that? The new guy who's playing Bond, is that what is going to be in the new movie that they're going to start shooting? Because that would be sick.
in my head, I felt like I was pulling it off pretty well. Probably to the outside person looking on. Yeah, that guy's shitting himself at the top of the stairs. Must be recycling night. Ridiculous. So anyway.
I've seen that move. No, I've done that move. That's the right move. I know what
But
he's doing.
I'm also in an apartment building. So can you imagine if someone who like lived upstairs came by? Disaster. That would be the ultimate disaster. Thank God that didn't happen. But that was
Be
like
so
my fear. So I like opened the doors back up to the apartment building. So it's like there's like a little hallway, and then you can go into through another door into my apartment. So there was like a little like I was out in the open for a minute. I kept the pants on, so I did the leg thing, and I kind of like squirmed my
Wait,
way into
but
the
you're so you're
apartment.
still bent over,
Yeah.
like crab walking into this fucking
Crab
thing?
walking. Yeah.
Jesus. Then what do you do? Did you get in the shower?
Here's the
Stop it. Stop it. You didn't shower. Still haven't showered since.
So our shower is like right by Piper's crib. You turn that on, it's gonna wake her up.
She sleeps in the bathroom.
It's
She's
right by the bathroom,
gonna pick
which sucks. It's awful. So I basically kind of like kitchen sinked it. Like where
I'm
we
never fucking going to your house ever again. This
was off.
can't be, this whole story can't be true.
I
Like this,
swear to God, it's
can't.
true. Can't make this up. But the best part is I forgot all this. Like I literally forgot this even happened.
Holy shit, you didn't like reevaluate like life choices after that. You're like, what do I need to get together? Like, that's a big moment.
I mean, now that I'm looking back, it kind of explains all like the lapse and why we haven't been recording for a while. I probably it was traumatic, probably, and I had to recover from that and really reevaluate life. But it's I don't know what's going on because probably like a month or so later, I was at ShopRite shopping, and I'm in the self-checkout aisle, and I had like a decent amount of things. You know the self-checkout aisle, like when like you ring something up and it's like, oh, something's wrong here, and the person at ShopRite who works there can come over and ring you up, like every item this was happening. And
Fucking good.
it happened to me again where I was like fine, and then I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna shit myself. And this was happening in the ShopRite with this whole I was like losing my mind. I was thinking about just like leaving. I got everything.
Holy.
And I was like, all right, I'm gonna try to make it home. And I'm driving home and I'm like, I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna make it. And I drove and I like went into a random Panera bathroom.
Yeah, all
So
right. Since you called out Panera, you gotta rate the bathrooms. That's a high
honestly,
quality
it wasn't
bathroom.
bad. It could have been, I was thinking this is gonna
I have
be
no problems with
Panera.
Panera. No, that's
Panera
Panera's
does a nice
clean.
job.
Panera, big fan, sponsor, the new sponsor of the show this week. Panera, you really need to take a shit. The bathrooms are actually pretty nice.
It's a good one if you're in an emergency. And it was cool. They brought me like some broccoli cheddar soup right after. It was like kind of a good experience. I don't know. So thank you to Panera. But anyway, I don't know if it's an age thing or if something's going on that I should be worried about, but
You should absolutely be worried about this.
it hasn't happened. Hasn't happened since, but zero to like really fast. Really
Yeah,
fast.
dude, this is like see a doctor and then like an exorcist. Like if like those both of those things, just check those boxes off, you know, just so you can feel better about yourself.
Haven't told Wesley that story yet.
Because it's like you save it, but he's probably, you know, pretty solidly and probably trained, probably no accidents or anything at this point, right? Or,
Yeah,
you
he's
know what I
good.
mean?
He's not.
So he's good. So it's not like you need to save that story to be like, well, actually, daddy pooped himself
Yeah.
the other day. I don't, at this point, he would just lose all remaining respect.
I think
Yeah,
so.
you gotta bury that story.
I think so. I think we're
Plus,
holding on
because
to
there's no
that
way he's gonna listen to this fucking podcast.
one. He's not
So
making
you're
it to
good.
4. Like, no chance.
Yeah, you're like, you're good. He's not gonna put it on. He's not gonna listen to this shit.
Oh my God. Anyway, I'm glad we were able to get that out
Dude,
of the
that's
way.
so epic. How the fuck did I not even get a text on that
I know, I
one?
should have texted you. Honestly, I should have.
Jesus.
I was rattled.
Dude, epic. Epic story.
Yeah.
And you know what? I feel like we always start off the season with a poop story, and I'm glad we did. Unintentionally found that nugget of a nugget of a story in the notes.
Yeah.
I think it's a good, that's a good way to end the first one back.
I think it is. I think, it's cool. Like, it was a little like M. Night Shyamalan-y. Like, everyone was like, we threw him a curveball. Like, oh, it's probably the kids who would have shit themselves. But no, it was me. There's your twist.
Huge twist. Huge twist. Well, I hope you're all right, dude.
Thank you.
Whether that's physically or spiritually, go get that checked out though.
We'll monitor it for sure. It's good to be back though. This was fun. We the people, I'm telling you, we have so many good things in these notes that we haven't even begun to touch. I buried it all with my shitting myself story, so I apologize for that. But there's a lot of good stuff coming next week, and we will be back. So hey, welcome back, season 4. Got the juices flowing again. It feels good. I'm gonna go run to the bathroom, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Peace.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
Dad Talk. They really like to trash talk. Dad Talk. They'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad Talk.
Real tall dudes and they're both hilarious.
Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice. You probably listen twice.
Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.